Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, I would like to talk about city. We have Jonathan Dugdale. He is the researcher and historian from University of Birmingham. Hi, Jonathan, 你好。
你好 ，Xiaolan。
Yeah, you specialize in architecture, historical architecture.
Yes, I do. So I have quite a bit of experience of looking at cities.
Right, okay. The way to say cities in Chinese, 城市。
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 Yeah, there are two words, and 城, it means the town.
Yeah.
And it's a combination between the soil, the achievement, formation.
Mm-hmm.
So to form a town using, of course, in the ancient time, either bricks or soil or earth, anything they could find from the natural resource to build a town. So 城。
城。
And then the second word, 市。
市。
市 is the fourth tone, so we go down. 市。
市。
市 means market. And the shape of the character is actually a fence around to define where people could do the trading to buy and sell.
That's correct,
so
yeah.
That indicates the market. 城市。
城市。
Yeah, 城市 together means the city. Yeah, so what type of city do you study?
Well, one particularly interesting city from ancient times, from the Tang Dynasty, is Chang'an, which was one of the two capitals of the Tang Dynasty.
Chang'an, and where exactly Chang'an was?
So Chang'an is in modern-day Xi'an, which is in Shanxi province.
Yeah, in Shanxi province. Have you been there?
I have. I've been there twice now, yeah.
Right, okay.
It's an exciting place to go for a historian.
Right, and then do they keep all the ancient ruins nicely?
They certainly try to, yeah. And there's still new work going on all the time because sites like the Terracotta Army, for example,
sure,
they still haven't finished excavating. There's still many, many years of work to do there.
Right, yeah, sure. Yeah, it's a large collection. How many of them? Thousands of them, right?
Many thousands, yeah. I think about 8,000.
8,000, yeah. And they are larger than human size.
Yeah, yeah, they're huge. It's amazing when you see them in person just how big they are.
Right, okay. So Chang'an now is called Xi'an. An is the same character, that means peace. And then Chang means very long. So long-lasting peace. And Xi is the west.
Yeah.
So west peace in this case. But then now we call Xi'an. In the ancient time, that was called Chang'an. What was the other city?
Luoyang.
Luoyang, yeah. And so Luoyang and Chang'an, they were the two biggest cities.
Yeah, it's interesting because when we think of a capital city in English, we think a country can only have one capital city.
Mm-hmm.
But in Chinese history, you often have multiple capital cities. So the Tang Dynasty had two capital cities, and the Liao Dynasty, who I study, they had five separate capital cities in different parts of their empire.
Right. And then do you remember all the five?
Yeah, they just named them after the points of the compass. So they have Beijing, Dongjing, Nanjing, and Xijing. And then right in the middle of the empire, there is Zhongjing.
Right. Okay. That's easy. Jing means capital. So nowadays, when we say Beijing, that's actually north capital. Bei is north and Jing is capital.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's interesting you said Dongjing. Dong means east. And then the east capital. And nowadays, when you say Dongjing, that means Tokyo.
It's true, yeah. Yeah.
And then Nanjing is still the Nanjing city nowadays. Nan means the south.
Yeah.
So south capital is Nanjing.
Yeah.
And we don't call place Xijing nowadays. It was an ancient name.
No. Of course, these names get reused a lot because different empires ruled different areas of China and of East Asia. So where the south was for one person wouldn't necessarily be the south for another person at another point in time. So
right.
The Nanjing of today is not the same as the Nanjing of the Liao Dynasty. The Nanjing of the Liao Dynasty is actually the Beijing of today.
Wow, you really confused me. Okay, so all we need to know is the most capitals in the world, they are bigger cities, not always true.
Yeah.
So we say big city, we say 大城市。
大城市。
Yeah, 大 means big, so big cities, 大城市。
大城市。
And then there are small cities, we say 小城。
小城。
Or 小城市。
小城市。
Yeah, so you study the ancient cities, so we call them 古城.
古城.
Yeah, 古 means old, and in this case, it refers to time. So anything old in time, then we say 古.
古.
Yeah, so 古城 means old ancient cities.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who lived in the past, we say 古人.
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 Yeah, 人 means person, so the ancient people.
Mm-hmm.
People who are not here anymore and who made history. 古人.
古人.
Yeah. So when we say, okay, this is Beijing, and we want to emphasize it's a city, we say 北京市.
北京市.
Yeah, if you remember, the way to say city is 城市. So instead of saying 北京城市, we just say 北京市.
北京市.
Yeah, and then to say Shanghai City, we say 上海市.
上海市.
Yeah, to say New York City, 纽约市.
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 Where I was born in 台北市.
台北市.
Yeah, 台北市, Taipei City.
嗯.
Taipei City is a smaller city, only 2 million people.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much, Jonathan. Today we talk about city, 城市. A big city is 大城市. A small city is 小城市. The ancient city is 古城. If you want to talk about Beijing city, it's 北京市. And New York city, 纽约市. Taipei city, 台北市. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and come back tomorrow. Bye, Jonathan.
Bye. 谢谢.
谢谢.